92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Look, you don't need me to tell you that the cost of everything is rising rapidly around us every day, while our paychecks are definitely not. And this month, parents are really feeling how tight their budgets are as they try to do back-to-school shopping for their kids. Intuit Credit Karma recently polled 5,000 parents across the country with at least one child under 18 to find out what back-to-school shopping is like this year. And 57% said they started the month with significant existing credit card debt. And now they're adding to it. Nearly the same amount have opened a new credit card or plan to cover back-to-school shopping. And they all said they're making cutbacks and sacrifices on family essentials like groceries and family activities to be able to cover back-to-school needs for their kids. But this is the problem. The worst part of back-to-school shopping this year is that the kids are expecting their parents to provide things that aren't on the teacher's shopping list. Things that really are not necessary. But the problem is, their friends and other people they're talking about that stuff with on social media makes it important to them, which puts a lot of pressure on the parents to make sure their kids aren't ridiculed for not having those things when school starts next month.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.